Good morning, 13 before the hour, morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And we live in a culture, sadly, and you can just simply surf channels on cable TV or on the satellite and find a show that is so contrary to who you and I are as Catholics, and programs that have even, some of the daytime talk shows even do this at times. They will glamorize acts of suicide, of taking your own life. You know, we, of course, know what suicide is as Catholics and how we demonize it. But in this balancing act that we always see in our culture of not only glamorizing the act of suicide, but also demonizing it to others, where is that balancing act? And what should we be saying, you and I, as Catholics, when we see this in the culture, on television, in conversations? Father Tad Poholchik is going to guide us in this conversation this morning. He is a priest of the Diocese of Fall River and serves as the Director of Education at the National Catholic Bioethics Center in Philadelphia. Father Tad, good to have you back on.
Thank you so much. Good to be with you this morning.
You have written about this, and this is something that happened in your home diocese, in the Diocese of Fall River, that got tremendous play in the national press back in July of 2014.
Yes, that's right. It was a big story back then, and it's a story that still has repercussions that we're feeling even today. And this story involved an individual, an 18-year-old. His name was Conrad Roy, and he ended up committing suicide. And as he did this, he was in communication with a young woman who he had met several years earlier. Michelle was her name, and she was Michelle Carter. She was kind of coaxing him on through text messages, through the phone. And this ended up kind of gaining national prominence because a lot of their relationship was through virtual means like this. And as he committed this act of suicide in his truck, at a certain point, he got kind of nervous about the whole idea. And he stepped out of his truck, which was starting to fill with poisonous fumes. And then he spoke with Michelle on the phone, and she said to him, "Get back in the truck." And he did that and stayed in there for another 30 or 40 minutes before he died while she was on the phone. And, you know, of course, this story gained a certain traction and resonance with people. They said, you know, how horrible that Michelle would do something like that. I mean, just unimaginable that that could occur. And so she ended up in court in Taunton, Massachusetts, and the case was covered nationally. And she ended up being convicted of manslaughter and had to serve, I think, 14 months in jail. So everybody realized, my goodness, she's promoting the suicide of a friend of hers by coaxing him on. And he had, you know, mental issues, apparently. Mm-hmm. And this ended up having such a sad outcome. So the point of my writing was to say, well, of course we can all see that. This makes a lot of sense to say that Michelle should not have coaxed him to commit suicide. But then let's just turn the tables a moment and ask, well, what about what we're doing in the rest of society, where we're allowing physicians to be involved in the suicide of very vulnerable, very weak patients who are at the end of life, who should instead be supported and told not to commit suicide, but that we could accompany them in their final days? So this is the kind of, if you will, schizophrenia, moral schizophrenia that we find ourselves in as a society, where we really are glamorizing the act of suicide when it's done by those in white coats, medical professionals, and then we're demonizing it in cases like Michelle Carter and Conrad Roy.
Father Tad, any way to know the effect of legal-assisted suicide on those that are young and healthy but struggling with depression and maybe thinking of taking their own life that way?
Definitely. I think all we have to do is look overseas to the Netherlands. And already there, assisted suicide and euthanasia have been expanding for a long time. And individuals who struggle with depression, as you're asking about, they tend to present themselves more frequently with requests for physician-assisted suicide or euthanasia. And theoretically, in those places like the Netherlands and Belgium, there is supposed to be a provision that says that the individual has to undergo rigorous mental testing and one has to rule out mental illness and so on. But that requirement has been falling by the wayside, and this has become established practice in those societies, and now individuals who struggle with those types of conditions don't have those safeguards in place, but can carry out these acts with the assistance of their doctors, or even have euthanasia, which means that the doctor himself carries out the killing act. So it's gone even further in those countries. In the U.S., physician-assisted suicide is legal in about 6 states currently, and in many other states, they have legislation that they are trying to push through to allow doctors to prescribe these toxins so that people can kill themselves.
Catholics have been very vocal in New Jersey and a number of other states with these assisted suicide laws that are now on the books, Father Tad. But how can we stand up and really, with a very loud voice, as Catholics say, enough to stop what's going on in more and more state houses? Because now we're talking about it in New York and other states as well.
That's right. It's expanding very quickly, being looked at in a lot of state legislatures. And I think that this is an opportunity, really, and a call to all of us. First, if we have connections to physicians, and most of us do somewhere in our families, to be sure that we have this conversation with the physicians. They're the ones who are being pressured to, in a sense, corrupt their vocation, to corrupt what they do as professionals. Instead of being healers, they are being told they should be participants in killing. And this is, you know, 180 degrees, absolutely backwards in terms of what they are really meant to do. So I think, you know, sometimes the physicians themselves need to hear that we support them in the beautiful work that they do of healing, and reassure them that they should not allow any of these kinds of pressures to bear down on them. I think a lot of times there's thinking in the medical profession where people are told, where physicians are coaxed into thinking that when there's a lot of suffering, that then it becomes somehow our duty to step in and to accelerate the process of dying and to participate in this way. It's you know, it's amazing when you really look at this historically and go way, way back even to pre-Christian times and look at the Hippocratic Oath. Already back then, there was this recognition that the physician should not be a killer. And part of that oath stipulates or specifies that the physician should not be giving agents that are going to cause people's death. There was that temptation already in ancient times, and the real physicians stood up and said, no, we're not going to corrupt our profession in that way.
Father Tad Polchek is a priest of the Diocese of Fall River, Massachusetts, and serves as the Director of Education at the National Catholic Bioethics Center in Philadelphia, talking about this contradictory suicide messaging that we see. And there are now 9 states in the United States, with Maine going online on January 1st, 2020, that have physician-assisted suicide laws on the books. And of course, this is a story that we'll continue to follow in the National Catholic Bioethics Center in Philadelphia at ncbcenter.org is a tremendous resource for you as well. Father Tad, it's always good to have your voice back on Relevant Radio. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, John and Glenn. Great to be with you.